The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
The whole earth is full of God's glory.
Where the dawn of the east meets the twilight of the west, and the cool of the north touches the calm of the south, and the transcendent power of God touches earth in the humility of love. Here and now, where the head of the Charles reaches out to the heart of the country, we gather for ordered worship. The liturgy, music, sermon, and sacrament are offered this day for our current and present congregation, and also for those who are visually and audibly present to us by live stream and phone line. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God.
Join me in saying verses from Psalm 8 with the antiphon. How majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded the whole earth because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the enemy of the earth.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established,
what are human beings that you are mindful of them?
Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name.
Please stand as you are able for the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated.
With the guidance of Scripture and the presence of Spirit, we are offered today a pastoral word and a look to the future. Some several years, actually decades ago, Dan and I had the privilege of going as interns to work at the World Council of Churches in Geneva, Switzerland. Sometimes in the summer, as young adults and students, there are chances for that kind of engagement, different, if you will. Logan is with us this summer in such a capacity, and others will be doing the same. And we were provided a bit of a place to live and a rickety automobile. It's a deux chevaux, a two-horse, called an ugly duckling, famous in French history and so on. We enjoyed our time there with George Todd, of blessed memory. His name shouldn't be forgotten. One of the founders of the East Harlem Protestant parish prior to his World Council leadership. And we had friends, we made friends. One was a man named John Thurber, and another was a young woman named Jean Scott. And it happens that Jean Scott's dad was the primate of the Anglican Church in Canada at the time, Ted Scott, through which a beautiful creed was created by his hand and others. It's central to us here at Marsh Chapel, especially when we come to Eucharist. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person to recognize and make new, to guide us together. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our help. In life, in death, in life beyond death, we are not alone. God is with us. Thanks be to God. That is, we are called today to remember the invitation to be the church. And that's easier said than done, but it ought to be said a little bit, at least for a few moments, in pastoral conversation. With most denominations across the globe, and certainly across this country, when people come to Marsh Chapel, as many have done today for worship, and then stay and become a part of our community, we commend to you the four words of guidance for being the church. Prayers, presence, gifts, and service. And we're grateful for the prayers that support us, your daily sense of goodwill toward the work of Marsh Chapel and its part within the ecumenical panoply of churches near and far. We're grateful for those moments in formal prayer, and we practice formal prayer as here coming to the Lord's table. But we also recognize the beauty of a walk in the woods or kicking up the sand on the beach or taking a stroll down the esplanade on the Charles River and just being quiet, staying and offering prayer. Prayer is central to us. You know, on Palm Sunday, we had a beautiful full congregation, and we sang the hymns of faith, balcony, left, right. And toward the end of the service, I noticed that down on the aisle, there was sitting a person who received his BA here in 2007 and his PhD in 2021, a Methodist minister now leading in Nashville with his wife there. And memories from childhood, I guess, gurgled up, which is included when a visiting minister came. Often he or she was invited to say a greeting or to offer a prayer or, if there were communion, to help serve communion.
And so Soren Hessler, who was on the aisle during the last hymn, I thought, I'm going to go and invite him. So I said, Soren, you don't need to do this. Would you like to come and offer the benediction? He said, I'd be so glad to. He had that sense of prayer day by day as we work at ourselves. And he came and offered a benediction that was right in keeping with the theme of the service and sermon, going public. And afterward, as we greeted people, three or four of my dear friends from the center of the congregation came up and said, you're not going to do that to me, are you? I mean, I don't know what a benediction is, and I don't have one in my pocket. Is this? I said, no, it's a way of honoring in prayer those about us. Soren is one of the preachers this summer in our 17th National Preacher Series. These are young folks who were really young in 2007, and now here they are. They're at middle age. And Soren and Jen and David and Regina and our team here and Bill, and cast your bread on the water and it will come back to you. And here they are. We're so grateful for their prayerful support. Paul tells the Corinthians that they are to seek order, to listen, to invest themselves in peace and grace and love. And the route toward that is to begin prayer. But we also are not only prayerful, but we commend to one another the sense of presence that is so important, to be with one another. Many of us have gathered for 3 days this last week at our United Methodist Annual Conference, where laity and clergy from Canada to Pennsylvania and Albany to Buffalo gather for 3 days of singing, and we haven't done it since 2019. All of them have been virtual. And here we were, sitting and singing with energy. And are we yet alive and see each other's face? Glory and thanks to Jesus give for his almighty grace. That sense of presence, you know the old saying, where you are, wherever you are, be there. Have a sense of the presence and what it brings to you. It connects with memory. At Baccalaureate 2 Sundays ago, it was wonderful to hear our president and provost have the address given and sing together here as well. But we had to move quickly down to commencement for the larger gathering. And at the door, a man stopped me and said, I know you're in a hurry, but I need to tell you something. It's about being present in this place. His name was Paul, but I didn't get his last name. He said, you know, you spoke about Martin Luther King Jr. I was here at Boston University in April of 1968. Do you know who Robert Hamill was? I said, he was the third dean of Marsh Chapel, right? Franklin Littell, Howard Thurman, Robert Hamill, Robert Thornburg, Robert Neville, Robert Hill. Yeah, I knew his widow too, Dee Dee. And he said, well, 2 days after King was assassinated, I came to the chapel, and being here, present, kindles this for me. And I saw Robert Hamill kneeling and weeping in front of the signboard as he placed up what the ministry of the chapel would be that day. I have, he said, a full sense of presence being here. This is what the psalmist meant. What is the human being? Thou art mindful of him. The Son of Man, as the old saying says, old wording says, that thou dost care for him. Take a sense of prayer. Take a sense of presence. Excuse me. Take also a sense of gifts, gifts to offer that come to us by the grace of God. You know, summer in the north is an important time because the snow just ended and it's about to start again. And we have a chance now to move around the planet, visit with friends, see family, enjoy the natural world, travel, because we know what's coming next. This week on our little lake, in one single day, overhead to begin, you saw that we have an eagle on the lake soaring with that majestic white collar, reminding us of the power of creation. And then a little later, a goose cooing and clucking lost the way, and the others had flown on to Canada and they'd left him behind. But sooner rather than later, there was a responsive gurgle, and someone, mother or father, came back and redeemed, reconnected that one to the
community of those flying together. And then at the very end of the day, most beautifully, the heron that's rarely close to us came and stood on our shoreline, just quiet, standing. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. You are gifted with signs of creativity and love and quiet, and we offer them, being the church, to one another. Prayers and presents, gifts and service. You know, across this community, it's a joy to observe those women and men, and in various ways all are engaged in these sorts of things, giving themselves in forms of service that have come their way. One provides a ride to church to another, to worship one to another. One brings along month by month a letter to those who are homebound and shut in. One works on our advisory board. One joins a choir. One finds a way to support in service the community around us. And we're grateful for that. Grateful for the creativity and for the love and for the quiet that such service allows us. So the Gospel of Matthew encourages us to make disciples. Go make of all disciples. Actually, it's better rendered a little more gently, as you go, make of all disciples. Brothers and sisters and all in the household of faith, we commend to your love and care the drawing of the Holy Spirit, nourishment in Eucharist, in prayers and presents, in gifts and service, in your growth within each of them. We and our staff, in closing, to conclude the sermon, have this year been reading a book about Martin Luther by Gerhard Ebeling, simply titled Luther. I must tell you, we haven't made our way through it yet, so we've assigned ourselves the task of continuing next year. But Luther, among other things, reminds us in his favorite Psalm, the 46th, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we shall not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire, saying, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted in the heavens. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let us pray. Great art thou, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is thy power, and thy wisdom is infinite. Thee would we praise without ceasing, for our hearts are restless till they find their rest in thee. O Lord, as we come to this holy meal, grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.
seated. Let us with gladness bring before the Lord the first of the fruit of everything God has given us.
Thank you.
work before us, the life within us, the fellowship among us, thy love that surrounds us. We give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray, in Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May we pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forever.
Yeah. Oh, wow.